Warehouse 21 presents Theatre of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theatre drama based on the writings of youth, grades 6 to 12, in 2022. Episode 4, Animal Cruelty. Youth speak out about their love of animals and concerns about animal abuse.
Puppy, I promise to make a home for you where you will always be safe.
I will be patient with you while you learn and play with you every day.
I will let you be a dog that barks and romps, but I will take the time to show you how to be polite to me and others.
I will do what it takes to keep you healthy. You'll be mine and I'll be yours forever.
Never get a puppy or any pet that you can't or won't take good care of.
Animals deserve to be treated with kindness.
Animals can't speak up for themselves.
Many animals are being abused every day and prevented from living a happy life.
It's challenging to make a precise estimation.
We do know that every year 10 million animals die from abuse.
But not all abuse cases are reported, so that number is likely much higher.
We also know that 100 million animals are used for lab experiments. So that's a whole other topic that we won't even get to today.
Right. We're talking about the animals that people keep as pets.
And should take very good care of every single day.
Animal cruelty has been happening for hundreds of years. People abuse animals of all shapes and sizes, from orcas to mice.
People seem to think that animals don't matter and that they can live or die and no one would care.
That's awful. I wish I was able to adopt all the animals I've seen that have been harmed by people.
I want to help them physically and mentally as best as possible. I know when I'm older and better able to help animals, I will.
I hope everyone out in the world will realize how important and special animals are, and how special the bonds with your pets are.
Animals are dying every day because of the person that's supposed to love and care for them.
A lot of owners don't even realize they're abusing their pet.
People might think hitting or yelling at their pet after it makes a mistake will just solve everything and automatically teach the pet not to make that mistake again.
In reality, it usually doesn't help at all. An owner needs to kindly teach their pet to not make mistakes.
The pet isn't going to automatically know what they did was bad, even if they get yelled at or hit. Even though they might look guilty and scared every time they get caught, they don't necessarily know what they did wrong.
I love animals, pets, and mythical creatures. I always have.
When I see anyone harming them, I deeply wish I could help.
Animals are amazing creatures that have evolved to what they are today, just like people. But some people don't think about that and treat animals terribly.
I truly am devastated when I hear about cases of animal cruelty.
I really hope people will learn that it's terrible.
On social media apps, owners sometimes post a video of their child hitting their pet or even pulling its ears or tail. This isn't the small child's fault. It's the adults for not teaching their kid correctly.
Sometimes the animal will snap back and bite the child. That sometimes leads to the owners putting the pet down, giving it to a shelter, or abandoning it.
But it was never the animal's fault in the first place.
Not feeding and hydrating a pet enough, or too much, on purpose, is also abuse.
A person may have a pet that appears to be too big within the weight category. A lot of the time, the person will just think of its as adorable, even though it isn't. Neglect is not adorable in any form.
Cruel people get really mad at their pets for the smallest mistakes, such as not being properly potty trained or making too much noise. It's not the animal's fault, it's the owner's.
It's the owner's duty to teach their pet everything they need to be taught.
When animals are abused, it can change their mindset.
Like pit bulls. They really aren't a bad breed. They aren't born bad, but they can be trained to be aggressive or become aggressive if abused, just like any other breed. That's the owner's fault, not the dog's.
A lot of abused animals may come off as aggressive because they can't trust anyone. They think any human who engages with them will hurt them.
Some shelter dogs are like that. Then it's up to the new owners to work with the dog and gain their trust. It can be done. When the dog feels safe again, it will start to behave without aggression.
There are five things all pets need.
Freedom from hunger and thirst, with ready access to fresh water and a diet to maintain good health and energy.
Freedom from discomfort, with a comfortable place to sleep and play.
Freedom from pain, injury, or disease, with gentle care and access to vet services.
Freedom to express normal behavior without excessive verbal or any physical punishment.
Freedom from fear and distress.
No animal should have to live in an abusive situation.
All states outlaw cruelty to animals, as well as neglect and other forms of mistreatment.
Criminal penalties range from modest fines to felony prison time.
Animal cruelty is a crime everywhere in the U.S., but state laws on the mistreatment of dogs, cats, and other animals can be very different in each state.
Unfortunately, New Mexico has the weakest animal protection laws in the country.
New Mexico earned this spot because it has yet to add a number of important protections, such as saying animals can't be included in domestic violence protection orders.
Also, its Animal Protection Act does not include reptiles and wild or uncaptured animals.
In all states, acts of cruelty against animals are now counted alongside felony crimes like arson, burglary, assault, and homicide in the FBI's criminal database.
There are two types of animal cruelty, abuse and neglect.
The first is intentional harming of an animal through actions such as hitting them, but neglect is when somebody doesn't take care of an animal, like giving them food and water and veterinary care when they need it.
Tying up a dog outside your house and just leaving him there all the time, not even playing with him or taking him for walks, is also very cruel.
In some states, that is part of their Animal Protection Act and would be against the law.
I think it should be against the law everywhere. I'd feel very sorry for a dog like that.
I truly feel horrible when animals are abused.
I love animals dearly and treat them like they're one of the most important things to me. Even if I don't personally know them or have a bond with them.
I hope that animal cruelty is taken more seriously.
I truly hope and wish for others to think the way I do about animals.
Hey, I have some ideas on what we can do to stop animal cruelty.
Great, like what?
You can save your allowance to donate it to a shelter that takes care of animals that don't have a home.
And if you are going to get a pet, don't go to a fancy breeder. Get one from a shelter that needs a new, safe, loving home.
Right. Then, when you take the pet home, promise to take very good care of him every day.
Yes, and feed him healthy dog food, not people food.
Especially not chocolate.
But chocolate's my favorite. Maybe he'd just like a little nibble.
No, chocolate is very toxic for dogs. It will make him very sick.
Okay, no chocolate.
Or grapes and raisins, also very bad for dogs. And lots of other things, too. Like, don't let him eat your homemade Play-Doh. The salt can hurt him a lot.
Wow, you really have to be careful about what you play with around your dog.
Yes, you do. Because they like to put everything in their mouths, especially when they're just puppies.
Just like my baby brother.
Just like that.
And then it's important to give your dog lots of exercise, take him for walks.
But I don't take my cat for walks.
No, they don't usually like walks.
But some cats do.
But lots don't. And we keep my cat up in the house all the time because we live near a busy street with lots of traffic. And we don't want her to get hit by a car.
We had to teach my baby brother to be very kind to our neighbor's dog. and not pull his tail or grab his nose.
There are lots of things to consider when you get a pet.
It's a big responsibility.
But it's also a lot of fun to take care of a pet. My cat and my dog both like to cuddle and play with me.
I hope everyone who has a pet will take good care of it.
And then there won't be any more animal cruelty in the world.